B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
A home renovation leads to an arrest. A Peabody High employee placed on leave for inappropriate behavior. New celebrity baby and what Dr. Dre has to say about Sunday's halftime show. Melissa has a juice coming up.
Billie Eilish may have just single-handedly got Kanye booted from Coachella. I'll explain.
Leroy has your sports.
And it's about time a Boston sports legend got the respect he deserved. Find out who it is in sports.
But first, Massachusetts psychologist Mark Ternullo has been charged with possessing child pornography. This comes after hundreds of images were discovered by a contractor while renovating his apartment.
Wow.
My God.
Disgusting.
A Peabody High employee has been placed on administrative leave after allegations of inappropriate behavior.
Jesus.
Reports say the employee plugged in their personal computer into a classroom projector.
Stop.
And explicit images from a Google image search were displayed on the screen for students to
see.
Plugged
don't
in know
their
what they were.
Personal computer?
Yes.
But yes. It's not like child porn. We don't know if it's that. It could be just like sex with somebody or.
It's like all. It was like they did a Google. So who knows what they put in the
oh,
Google.
Oh, God. Well, you know. I mean.
You know, listen, what are they looking for?
Listen,
don't even say it.
We Google search random things. You
we
look
do.
At my,
you're
if
right.
you look at my Google search history, you're no, gonna, you'd lock me up a long time ago.
Know. That's
good
true.
God. But you're not displaying it for all to see.
Well, not yet. It might happen accidentally God, one of these God. Days, but I'll be able to explain it.
Congrats to Eve on the birth of her baby boy. This is her first child with husband Maximilian Cooper. The baby's name, Wild Wolf Fife Alexander Summers Cooper.
Okay. Stop.
Right. That's a lot.
That's just a lot of random words that they found somewhere. Did they lose a bet?
They put them together.
So what's the first name?
Wild. W-I-L-D-E.
So we're going to call the kid Wild.
Wild Fife. F-I-F-E.
That's not any better.
Like a tribe called Quest Fife Dog?
No, it's... Wait, sorry.
Oh.
Wild Wolf Fife.
Oh, God. Oh.
So the kid's name is Wild Wolf.
Yeah, but Ramiro, I'm shocked by you. Because what? Imagine him as a wrestler. And he just uses his name. That's a crazy name.
Well, I mean, that's his only. He better be a wrestler because if he goes and he's like starts selling, you know, cereal. Imagine him calling someone up and be like, "Hi, Stop and Shop. This is Wild Wolf representing General Mills. Can I come in today?"
Yeah, thank you. And the big game is on Sunday, but let's face it, we're all here for the halftime show. Mary J. Blige, Eminem, Kendrick Lamar, Snoop Dogg, and Dr. Dre, who says it's about time.
This is what it should have been a long time ago. Hip-hop is the biggest genre of music on the planet right now, so it's crazy that it took all of this and all of this time for us to be recognized.
Well, Dr. Dre also says there will be surprises.
Oh, yeah.
Leroy! I am so excited. I'm so genuinely excited.
I need to kick dreams, but...
Yeah.
Well, Melissa has more on these surprises with the juice.
I hate to kill your dreams, but despite them trying to keep the halftime show a secret, you knew something was going to get leaked. As word is, after a lot of speculation, 50 Cent will be making an appearance.
Oh,
what a disappointment that'll be after our hopes are up for Tupac.
A video went viral on social yesterday where you could hear in the club being blasted through the speakers at SoFi Stadium.
I was kind of assuming that he was going to show up anyway.
I think a lot of people were.
But yeah.
Especially because, you know, his relationship, of course, with Dre and Eminem, and then now Mary J. Blige being in one of his Power spinoffs. Like, he's just got relationships with everybody. It's kind of like a given, okay. I think. People were pretty much expecting it. DaBaby just got banned from a bowling alley in Cali. You may have seen the viral video going around of DaBaby attacking and beating up a man on the actual bowling alley. Well, the man is his baby's mom, Dani Leigh's brother. And Dani Leigh is the woman, of course, you'll remember that, DaBaby embarrassed by going live on Instagram and kicking her out of his house. Witnesses say Dani Leigh's brother at one point in the night said something to the baby that he didn't like, so baby jumped him and all hell broke loose. The baby has now been banned from Corbin Bowl. And as of now, no arrests have been made.
Was that
fight.
Their first time bowling? Because they not know that you're going to be slipping and sliding if you go onto the actual bowling alley part.
Yeah, I don't think they were.
It was the weakest fight. They were just trying to hold each other up.
So stupid. Dave Chappelle says he is not against affordable housing. I told you guys yesterday how there was a report Chappelle threatened to pull a couple of his business ventures in his hometown in Ohio if a proposed affordable housing project moved forward. Through his spokesperson, Chappelle says the actual plan was a scam because it never actually offered affordable housing, and that's why he was against it, saying 3 out of 143 lots would have been for future affordable housing. The rest of the homes were to be priced between $250,000 and over $600,000, which for Ohio, they're saying is not affordable.
I knew he was a good guy. When's his next Netflix special?
And Kanye West is demanding Billie Eilish apologize to Travis Scott, or else he will not be performing at Coachella. So if you haven't heard, Billie Eilish stopped her show last week in Atlanta to make sure a fan that was okay after she noticed they were having trouble breathing. And after she made a comment saying, well, I wait for people to be okay before I keep going. Mm-hmm. Of course, everyone assuming she was taking a shot at Travis Scott. Mm-hmm. Well, Kanye caught wind of it and posted on Instagram, Trav didn't have any idea of what was happening when he was on stage and was very hurt by what happened. And then Kanye threatened, saying, now I need Billie to apologize before I perform. Now, Billie Eilish has responded. She says, literally never said anything about Travis. I was just helping a fan. And by the way, Kanye did say that he is bringing Travis with him to Coachella. Now, didn't say to what capacity, if he's just going to be there with him or if he'll be performing with him. He didn't say. But, yeah.
That is the most convoluted, you creating something in your head story ever.
Right.
I mean, yeah, you know
and
what?
And I wouldn't expect an apology from Billie Eilish.
I'm sure she said that, but like, that doesn't mean Travis Scott doesn't care about his fans, and she never mentioned Travis Scott, so you're just creating that she made this whole thing up.
Absolutely.
To diss Travis Scott. And what? And Billie Eilish could say, I don't give a rat's ass if you go to Coachella or not. Why? Like,
she probably
I'm
doesn't,
not going here so. If this person over here doesn't apologize because of something they said about this person behind me. Right. Think about that. That's so
still a piece of garbage.
Okay, I get myself together. Romero, if you could you play?
Thank you.
Somebody check on the Bruins this morning because they rocked. They got rocked last night by the Hurricanes 6-0. The NBA trade deadline hit yesterday, and the Celtics did make some moves. Gone are Dennis Schroeder, Romeo Langford, Josh Richardson, Ennis Freedom, and others. But Derek White is coming, and Daniel Tice is back with the squad. Aaron Rodgers was named the MVP of the NFL this season, not Tom Brady.
Wow.
And a huge congratulations to former Patriots defensive lineman Richard Seymour because he was elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Finally, Celtics Nuggets tonight at 7:30, Bruins Senators Saturday at 12:30, and y'all know the deal, Super Bowl 56, Bengals Rams. Kickoff at 6:30.
It's time.
Wait, I need your picks. I just heard Pebbles on the side like, oh.
Yeah. I know.
I'm going Rams. I want the Bengals to win, but I'm going Rams.
What's the score?
21-10.
Okay. So not even an exciting game?
No.
Pebbles?
Patriots.
Yes!
Okay.
Yes! The Patriots are going to show up.
Okay.
And
show up.
They're going to take
like
over.
Tupac.
Yeah.
You know what? If Tupac can be there, that's right. So can the Patriots.
You know, there's a better chance of the Patriots going on the field than Tupac because they're breathing.
Okay, stupid. So it's going to be the Patriots, and I think the score is going to be like maybe 28-14?
28-14? Okay. You writing that down, Leroy?
Oh, yeah. Romero, who you got?
I'm giving you a serious score this time. Bengals 31-30. It's going to be a beater. They're going to win. I'm not sure yet if it's going to be a field goal or a touchdown to win it at the end, but Bengals 31-30. Locked.
There it is.
Anyone got any squares?
Mm-mm. Aaron, our producer, has like the best numbers ever. He has 6, 7, 9, and 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He's got some kick-ass numbers. I didn't get a chance to do it this year, which sucks ass.
Let's go.
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.